Democrats temporarily pulled ahead in enough legislative races to appear ready to take the majority in both the state Senate and House last night. But that has now changed, leaving Democrats waiting to see whether they'll be disappointed yet again. And with the final numbers still in flux, so too are the races for leadership roles, who will be named Speaker of the House and Senate President, among others. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins us now to talk all of this through. Good morning, Howie.
Good morning. Democrats disappointed. Now, there's something we've repeated over and over again.
That's for sure. Okay, so last night it looked for a while there like there might be some pretty significant changes in both the House and the Senate leaning toward the Democrats. This morning, not so much. Walk us through some of these key races. What changed?
Well, a lot of it came down to some votes in Pinal County, which didn't come in early. I mean, there was a chance that Mark Fincham was going to fall off the bottom. There were some votes in the East Valley for people like J.D. Mesnard that he seemed to be losing to a Democrat in the Senate. Most of this stuff came back to probably where it was expected to be, with a few exceptions that we can talk about. But it kind of comes down to the fact that incumbency has its benefits, and maybe it's, you know, voting for the devil you know versus the devil you don't. And so pretty much all the same lineup, and we can talk about how that affects leadership.
Howie, I want to ask you about one particular district in northern Arizona where Wendy Rogers is ahead in the Senate race. Coral Evans, the mayor of Flagstaff, was running for the House as a Democrat. The Democrats in both the House and Senate races there were seen as possibilities for Democratic pickups. And at this moment, at least, neither one has happened. Obviously, you're not in Flagstaff in that area, but what do you make of that race?
Well, I think that Coral Evans, certainly as Mayor Flagstaff, had a base. But unfortunately for her, it's a much larger district and a much more rural district in a lot of ways. I mean, this is the kind of district that would, you know, that send people like Bob Thorpe to the legislature. And so once those rural votes came in, it kind of started to look really bad, and they decided, no, we're going to keep our Republican leadership. Now, Wendy Rogers is sort of a different beast. Remember that she had to win a primary to represent the district. There was a lot of thought maybe she was too far right, too conservative for this district that goes off into places like Snowflake and Northeast Arizona. But again, you know, maybe you can't, you know, underestimate or overestimate, as the case may be, you know, just how conservative some of these rural areas are. And you know, she came in and she said, look, I've got a very conservative platform. I have a military background. And there was a lot of money poured in the race, but it kind of came down to down ballot races. People tend to vote tickets if you're a Republican, and it is a Republican area, versus what we saw and talked about earlier at the top of the ticket, where they said, well, maybe Joe Biden and maybe Mark Kelly, where they knew more about the races versus, I don't know much, so I'll just stick with my party registration.
Hmm. So, Howie, where does it stand right now? Like, how likely does it look that Democrats will be able to take the House or the Senate? It looked pretty likely they might take both last night. Is one still in play?
Well, this is going to come down to a few, you know, few dozen votes here or there. Part of the problem with the Democrats was while they did pick up a seat, and Anthony Kern from Glendale seems to be on his way out, Jeray Payton, who represents Western Arizona, appears to have come in third out of the three-way race there, and she was a Democrat from that district in Goodyear and Yuma, and she's out. So we're back to that same 31-29 split. Now, you're right. There are a lot of uncounted votes there. It could be 30-30. Now, we haven't seen a split legislative chambers since 1990. Well, actually, 1999, the Democrats had it, and then a dozen years later, we had Randall Gannett running a 15-15 Senate. Never has occurred in the House in all of my history there. Over in the Senate, a little trickier. I mean, the Dems did pick up one seat. Kate Brophy McGee apparently is ousted there. The fact is that the spending in that race just was almost at statewide levels, you know, millions and millions of dollars put into that district. Christine Marsh, who was a former Teacher of the Year, who ran last time and came up short. This time, I think she ran a much better race. And so it's 16-14 there. Could it get to 15-15? I think in the Senate, that's a much more difficult situation. And 16-14 in the Senate, in Democrat control, I don't see it at all.
Mm-hmm. Howie, we just have about 30 seconds left. You mentioned leadership races. Members will be meeting today and tomorrow to vote on party leadership. How do you see those races shaking out?
Well, obviously, the big controls are fights are in the House. House Speaker Rusty Bowers is trying to stave off a challenge from Mark Fincham, who's a Republican from Oro Valley, much more conservative. I think the loss of Anthony Kern helps Bowers a lot. On the Democrat side, Charlene Fernandez was probably a shoe-in for re-election to minority leader or speaker had it gone the other way. But what happened is Peyton, who was her seatmate, having been defeated, that changes things. And perhaps Diego Espinosa could end up giving her a fight. Now, my guess is they will probably come up with some sort of coalition plan where they bring everybody in the tent and say, look, we have to fight against the common enemy, which is the Republicans and Governor Doug Ducey.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joining us this morning. Howie, thanks so much. Hope you get some rest.
Oh, I'm going to get some rest, and then we're going to start a new session in January, and anything is possible with, as you called it, the lame duck governor.
That's for sure.